Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
Where are you? What did you say your company's name was?
I said thank you for calling customer support.
Customer support. Are you with the bank?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
I don't know what customer support means. I have a charge on my account that I don't know anything about.
Yes, ma'am. This is a call center. I can look into that for you. Can you provide your zip code for me?
What do you need to know?
Your zip code.
92629.
And your first and last name?
Betsy Diarca.
Thank you for the information. Thank you for the information. Do you mind providing me with your shipping address?
24536 Moonfire, Dana Point, 92629.
Thank you for the information. I do see an account here, Ms. Bexy, for our IconLink skin products.
For your what products?
IconLink.
What is that? I don't know what that's, what kind of products, what is it for?
The IconLink product is the skincare and the skin serum products.
So there's one on here for $85.90 that I don't have any clue, and there's another one for $94.90 that I don't know who's using my account.
Okay. The product, the account I see here is for a product you ordered for only $4.95 and $5.95. Do you remember?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that product that you ordered, it was a 14-day trial for it. So you had to call the council to start that recurring charge for that product because after 14 days, the product wasn't free.
That's baloney, and you can take that off or tell me how to do it because that is a rip off and a half. How dare them take money out of my account? How dare them?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. But you had to call the council to stop that recurring charge for that product. And unfortunately, I can't do anything about the charges.
Well, do you have that phone number for those people?
It is the department for that.
And you're telling me you can't do anything? They're just putting money in my they better not. You cannot put, if somebody's advertising a $4.95 and I see an $85.90 and a $94.90 on my account, that is not right. How dare them? How dare them? I'll turn this over to the police because this is not right.
Yes.
So is no other way you can check this to find out how dare them to do this?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a 75% refund on those charges.
It's $85.90 and it's a $94.90.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's a $23.71. I don't know. Nothing about them.
The $23.71 charge isn't from our company.
It's not from you guys?
No, ma'am.
So the $85.90 and the $94.90 is you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can take it off because I swear to God I will call the police.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 88 years old and I don't need somebody into my account. How dare them?
1 second. I'm giving you a 75% refund on no charges, ma'am.
There's $85.90 and there's $94.90.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
And it's $23.70.
The $23.70 isn't from our company.
Well, then I'd like to know how the hell people are just putting stuff on my account like this. This is crazy. I just talked to the bank. And I do not want any product, nor do I want them to even think of putting anything on my account.
Yes, ma'am. I refund you both charges.
How can they do that? What a fraud. I wonder how many other old people do they screw up like that, that don't check. What's the name of that company?
It's a third-party call center, ma'am.
Can you send that to me? Can you send that to me in writing? That's taken off? And yes, ma'am. Make sure this doesn't happen again?
Yes, ma'am. It's sent to your email. You have on file.
I do not want anything from the company. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
They better never put anything on my checking account. And if this is not taken off, I will definitely sue.
Yes, ma'am. It's taken off your account.
Now, what did you take off? You took off the $85.90?
Yes, ma'am, and $94.90.
Okay. And how will I verify this?
Your email. You should receive a confirmation through your email.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And is that the only charge you got on there for me?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, because I got the phone number, so I will just look at my account and talk to my bank. Thank you for checking that.
No, ma'am, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Sure.